Cameron McAdoo, Pro Circuit, Atlanta Supercross Pulpcast. Hey, man, that was a good one in the heat. Your bike was all banged up and everything else. Body-wise, were you okay from that?
Yeah, I was okay. I smashed my finger a little bit, but I was just actually, like, really glad I was able to salvage the heat race and finish the way my bike was. It was, like, very bent up. And to be honest, I would not have probably been able to manage the position I was in if it was, say, a normal supercross, right, where we were going, like, normal speeds. And luckily, it was muddy, so, like, I knew there was, like, a few jumps that I had to execute and make and jump for the four laps that we were going to be racing. So I knew that that was what I needed to do, but it was nice that, you know, I could somewhat salvage that. That could have been a lot worse. And I think we always say that about every wreck, right? But that was like, you know, launching off the side of a over and under bridge is not good.
Not ideal. No.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then, it was like super short turnaround. So I got the bike back and I told my mechanic, I'm like, dude, my whole front end needs to replace. Like they had to replace everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was hectic. Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, you props to your team for doing it. That's why they are who they are, right? Those guys.
Yeah, exactly.
We know the type of guy you are. You're aggressive. You're sendy for sure. These conditions weren't ideal for you. So, I mean, you know what? Maybe you'll take that third because you crashed in the main too. And if you crash in a main event and still end up on the box, dude, that's not so bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was, you know, there was a lot of what could have been you get a result like that or what should have been or whatever. And I got the whole shot and then didn't hit that first rhythm right. And then someone decided to stop us all from the double before the finish line.
Yeah.
So I went from like second to like, I don't even know, sixth maybe. And then I got back to third and I made a small mistake in the loops, but I was happy with the way I shaped it. Mm-hmm. And I actually saved like what was, you know, getting a little out of hand and I was going to go in between the two tough blocks and I thought there was still like clay on where I was. So I went to turn off of it and it was concrete.
No good.
So that was a big bummer. And yeah, I mean, I was stoked to be able to end up being on the podium for what I felt like was definitely some of my, you know, worst riding of the year.
Yeah, but, exactly. Right. Yeah. That says something for where you're at this point in your career and everything else where you have these mistakes and everything else and you end up on the box and you're not even that stoked with your riding. That says a lot.
Yeah, for sure. And it's hard. Like I kind of got to, you know, you still have to, you know, not take it for granted because I know that, you know, 12 months ago I got a podium and I'm happy, but you know, our goals have changed and like my goals are, you know, they raise up each year, but I got to, you know, still take each race for what it is and not, you know, dwell on what could have been and just bring my best version of myself Tuesday and Saturday and then, you know, in Salt Lake. So
what'd you think of a setup like this kind of track? Cause this wasn't like Daytona. A lot of people thought it would be, but this was something else.
Yeah, it was way different. A lot of big doubles, a lot. And it was kind of weird because they were all fairly different in the way you had to time them. Like they weren't all the same size. So you had to time them all differently. And, it was a tricky track. But like even, you know, in qualifying, I was happy with, I mean, it was not muddy at all and it hadn't rained and I felt good on it. Like it was, we had a short little session and I mean, it was my first time qualifying first, which was nice, but, I think it'll make for good racing on Tuesday. Cause I think we're on pretty much the same track layout, but backwards.
Right.
It was just different. Like, and kind of unfortunate that we had to cut the times down because of, you know, the TV schedule that it was. I just don't think that they were ready. They were expecting that much of a big of a track in that like mess with the TV, but, you know, it's different to race a supercross and it be a minute and 40 seconds. So you're doing like, I don't know, eight laps in the main event. You gotta really execute some things differently. So it was interesting and it's cool. I think it's good to bring some change to the sport and I think bring some different fans to us.
I was talking to a couple of guys who were stressed about only one practice. What about you? Where'd you sit on that?
I was stoked on it. I qualified first out of the practice. I was stoked when they decided to just do the two qualifying practices and cut the pre-practice just because it was already such a crazy early schedule. And with the unknowns of the rain, I think it's smart to keep it covered as long as you can. And really like, I mean, we had one practice and And I bet you if we had done a second practice, we maybe would have gone a second faster.
Right. Like, yeah, yeah.
But by the third lap, we hit every rhythm. Yeah, like we're going, true. You know, yeah, and, yep. and it's nothing like not saying that there's anything, you know, negative about the track. It's just how far we've come in the sport and in our bikes and everything. It's like, we're setting down, like, I think I set my fastest time on the third or fourth lap.
Yeah. Yeah, so, Dallas 2, you guys jumped everything on the second lap of the first practice. You did everything you were going to do the rest of the day, you know?
Yep, exactly.
So, yeah, I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, I liked it. I think it's a good change of, you know, change for us, and I think that's how we move forward. And, you know, I think that they'll work some of the bugs that might have had out of it, and
right.
It's, you know, it's not normal. Obviously, we normally one time a year we go to Daytona and it's just over a minute. Mm-hmm. And then we came here and like it's, you know, it's pretty supercrossy, which was really cool. Yep. So, yeah, I'm excited for the next two races.
Well, cool, man. Thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. Nice work. You're always entertaining, Ramit. You are
always entertaining. All right. I try to be less.
Yes. You need to be a bit less for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Steve.
Bye.
All right. Bye.